The Best Podcast in Baseball is brought to you by Closets by Design. Update your closet, garage, office, pantry, and more. Imagine your home totally organized with Closets by Design. Call 1-800-BY-DESIGN. That's 1-800-BY-DESIGN.
On June 10th, 1944, the Cardinals set a major league record by leaving 18 runners on base. But they also won 18-0, the largest shutout win the National League has seen in 38 seasons. I'm Carter Chapley, and this is Playbacks, an audio series that brings to life the archives of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, recorded and edited by Chris Light. Today we go to a game in which the Cardinals beat up on a 15-year-old pitcher, the youngest to ever play the game.
Cardinals make 21 hits and 18 runs as Mark Cooper shuts out Reds. Birds draw 14 passes and tie record with 18 left on bases. Both Lorman and Heuser routed in 6-run second inning, and 15-year-old recruit is chased in ninth. Redlegs held to 5 safeties. By J. Roy Stockton of the Post-Dispatch sports staff. Dateline, Cincinnati, June 10th. Morton Cooper, who has toiled through many a pitching duel with Deacon Will McKechnie's better hurlers, rode to a rocking chair victory this afternoon, his 5th of the season. The Cardinals unlimbered their heaviest attack of the season, collecting 21 hits off 5 Cincinnati pitchers and 14 bases on balls, helping them run up their largest score of the year as they blanked the Reds 18-0 in the second game of the series. Big Mort, scoring his 2nd shutout of the campaign, scattered 5 hits, walked only 2 batters, and only 1 red leg advanced beyond first base. That was Ray Mueller, the red catcher, who walked in the 2nd and raced to 3rd on Eddie Miller's single to center. Instead of relaxing, as his comrades piled up the runs, Cooper improved and retired the opposition in order in the last 4 frames. As a result of the congestion on the base paths, with 21 hits and 14 walks, the Cardinals tied the major league record for left on bases, leaving 18 men on the runways. It was a contest to call attention to the fact that ball clubs were struggling, along with a serious wartime manpower problem. Manager McKechnie's starting pitcher was Bill Larman, recently discarded by the Brooklyn Dodgers, and in the final inning, young Joe Nuxall, 15-year-old left-hander from Hamilton High School, made his major league debut. It wasn't a startling debut, either, as the young man, excusably nervous, walked 5 men to help make the inning good for 5 runs. The game went out the window early for the Redlegs as the Cardinals, warming up against Lorman with 2 hits and a run in the 1st inning, knocked him out of the box in the 2nd and continued their attack against Ed Heuser until they chased him too, making the frame good for 6 runs. There was a lull in the 3rd inning, the Redbirds' only scoreless turn at bat in the afternoon, and then they added a run in each of the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, before finishing with 2 in the 8th and 5 in the 9th. Every Cardinal in the game made at least 1 hit, including Augie Bergamo, who relieved Johnny Hopp in the 5th, and Emil Verbin, who gave Martin Marlin a rest in the 9th. Stan Musial and Ray Sanders contributed 3 singles each. A walk to Garms and singles by Sanders and W. Cooper produced the 1st inning run, while the 2nd inning splurge included singles by Marion, Hopp, Garms, Musial, Sanders, W. Cooper, and Littweiler, and 2 passes to Fallon. In the 4th, Littweiler singled, advanced on an infield out, and scored on Fallon's double. Hopp doubled in the 5th, and Bergamo, running for him, took 3rd on Garms' fly and scored on 1 by Sanders. Marion walked in the 6th, Fallon singled him to 3rd, and Mort Cooper scored him with a single. Musial walked in the 7th, took 3rd on Sanders' single, and scored on Littweiler's outfield fly. Singles by Mort Cooper and Bergamo and Buck Fassett's fumble of Garms' sacrifice bunt filled the bases in the 8th, and Musial drove in 2 runs with a single. Against young Nuxall, who won't be 16 until June 30th, Mort Cooper, Garms, Sanders, W. Cooper, and Littweiler walked, and Musial and Verbin hit the youngster's delivery for singles. After Verbin's single, McKechnie called out Henry Eisenhart, another left-handed rookie, to relieve the schoolboy.
Thanks for listening to Playbacks. Be sure to check out the links and related articles in this episode's show notes.